top. I'm so happy I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do, Mr. Tartan. What I dream, if the business stays as good, where I'd really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know?
Of course.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, yes, I do, I do.
By the sea, Mr. Tod, that's the life I have it. By the sea, Mr. Tod, oh, I know you'd love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house what we'd almost own down by the sea.
Anything you say.
Wouldn't that be smashing? With the sea at our gate, we'll have Kip and Herring. What have swum to a strait from the Straits of Bering. Every night in the Kip, when we're through our Kip, I'll be there slipping off your slippers by the sea with the fishy splashing by the sea. Wouldn't that be smashing down by the sea?
Anything you say, anything you say.
I can see us waking, the breakers breaking, the seagulls squawking. While you write a letter, unless we got better to do.
Anything you say.
Think how snug it'll be underneath our flannel when it's just you and me and the English Channel in our cozy retreat, kept all neat and tidy. We'll have chums over every Friday by the sea.
Anything you say.
Don't you love the weather? Bathing dresses, you in a nice navy, and me stripes, perhaps. It'll be so quiet that who'll come by it except the seagull. Ooh, ooh, we shouldn't try it, though, till it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be devised, me rumpled bedding legitimized, me eyelids all clatter, I'll turn into butter the moment I do. By the sea in our nest, we could share our kippers with the odd paying guest from the weekend trippers. Have a nice sunny suite for the guests to rest in now and then. You could do that guest in by.